Shalom to all! And you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the fourth Elohim in Parsha's Bereshis, that's Perek Gimel, Pasuk of Beis. So this is after Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, Vayomer Hashem Elokim, Hashem said, Hen ha'adam hayak echad menu, behold, man has become like one of us. L'odas tayvara, to know the difference between good and bad. V'atah now, pen yishlach yaday, perhaps he's going to send forth his hand, v'lokach gam eitzachayim, and he's going to also take from the tree of life, v'achal v'chay la'olam, and he's going to eat and then live forever. Rashi over here, Pasuk of Beis says, hayak echad menu, harehu yachad b'tachtayinim. He's unique. He's Yachid. He's the only one down in the lower realms. K'mashani Yachid b'alyanim, just like I'm Yachid up in the upper realms. Umahi Yechidase. And what is his uniqueness? L'das Tayvara. He knows the difference between good and bad. Masha Enkin behemah v'chayo, behemos and chayos, the animals and the wild beasts. They don't know this. V'ata pen yishlach yadei. U'mishiyecha l'olam. If he lives forever, harehu karav l'hatei sabriyas achrav. So then he's going to be able to trick everyone to follow him. V'lemer to say afu alaika that he's also a god. V'yesh mishay agada. Aval en mishav mal pshutai. Back to Chumash Pasuk of Gimel. V'yishlachei Hashem l'kim in Gan Eden. Hashem sent him out of Gan Eden, La'avedes Adama, to serve the land, Asher lukach misham, from where he was taken. Va'igarshas Adam, and he drove Adam out, Ve'ashkein mikedem l'Gan Eden, and he settled, he set east of Gan Eden, as ha'kruvim, the kruvim, the destructive angels, Ve'es lahat ha'cherv ha'misapechas, and the blade of the turning sword, Lishmar es derech etzachayim, to guard the way to the tree of life. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chavdal, mikedem l'Gan Eden, b'mizrach shel Gan Eden, chutz l'Gan, this is east of Gan Eden, outside of the Gan, as ha'kruvim, malachei chabal, angels of destruction, ha'cherv ha'misapechas, the turning sword of law lahat, and it had a blade, la'ayim olav, to frighten him, milikarnas od l'gan, from going back into the gun. And now back to Chumash Perek Dalet Pasuk Aleph. V'ha Adam, and Adam, yadas chave ishtoi, he had known chave, his wife, this was previously before the sin of the Eitz Hadas, v'tar, and she conceived v'telet his kain, and she gave birth to kain, v'tar, and she said, konisi ish es Hashem, I have acquired a man with Hashem. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Aleph, v'ha Adam, yada, kvar kaidem ha'in shalmayel, this is before the topic that we learned about previously. Kaidem shechatav nidrat migan Eden. This is before he sinned and was sent out of Gan Eden. V'chein ha'iroin v'aleda, and so too the conception and the birth was also before this. Shem kasev, if it would have said v'yeda Adam and he knew nishma shel achar shenetot ha'yu lebanim, then we would have learned that it was only after he was sent out of Gan Eden he had children. But he had these children before he sinned. Kayin al shem kanisi. This is because of the word kanisi I have acquired. As Hashem k'may im Hashem, meaning with Hashem. K'shebara oisiv es ishi, when he created me and my husband, levade baranu, he created us alone, we were separate, aval bazeh, with this child, shutafim anu imai, now we're partners with Hashem. Back to Chumash Pasuk Beis, vatais v'ledes, and she added on to give birth, es achiv, his brother, es havel, hevel, vayhi hevel, roed sign, hevel was a shepherd of the flocks, v'kain hoi oved adama, and kain, he worked the land. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Beis, es kain, es achiv, es havel, and these two psukim, it says gimel esin, the word es three times, ribuim heim, that's coming to include something, melamid sheta'im eneldim kain, this teaches us that a girl twin was born with Cain, Vim Hevel Nodu Shtaim, and there was two girl twins born with Cain. Lekachnamar Vatosef, that's why it says, and she added on, because Hevel had two girls that were born with him. Roye Tzayin, Lefishan Eskal Adama, since the land was cursed, Perishlami Avaidasa, so he separated himself, he decided not to work the land, so that's why he was a shepherd of the flocks. Back to Chumash Pasuk Gimel, Vahimi Ketz Yamim, and was at the end of a period of time, Vayavi Cain Mipri Adama Minchal Hashem, and Cain brought from the fruits of the ground an offering for Hashem, Hevel Hevi Gamhum B'chayrus Sonim Chelbehen, and Hevel he also brought from the first of his sheep and from the choicest ones, Vayisha Hashem al Hevel v'Minchasai, and Hashem turned to Hevel and his Mincha, Vel Kain Vel Minchasai Loisha, and to Kain and his Mincha Hashem did not turn, Vayichar L'Kain Ma'ed, and Kain got very upset, Vayiplu Panav, and his face fell. Let's see Rashi of your Pasuk Gimel, Mipri Ha'adama, from the fruits of the land, Minha Garuas, from the worst of the fruits, V'yishagal Shayimer Zerapishtanaya, some say that he actually brought flax as an offering for Hashem. Pasuk Dalin Rashi Vayisha Vayifan, Hashem turned. V'chein ve'el minchasay lo yisha'a lo yipana, he didn't turn to his mincha. V'chein ve'al yishu lo yifnu, and v'chein she'e me'olav p'nei me'olav. Vayisha, how do we know that Hashem turned to his mincha? Yarda esh v'lichakam minchasay, fire came down from Shemayim and it licked at his mincha. Back to Chumash Pasuk Vav. Vayomer Hashem al Kain, Hashem said to Kain, Lamachar lach, why are you upset? V'lama naflu panecha, why has your face fallen? Haloi, is it not true? Im teitiv se'es, that if you do good, so then you're going to be forgiven. Vim loy se'etiv, but if you do not do good, lepesach chatas roivetz, so then sin crouches at the entrance, ve'lechet shukasoi, and his desire is to you, v'atatim shalbai, but you will rule over it. Let's see Rashi v'yir Pasuk Zayin, the second Rashi, lepesach chatas roivetz, lepesach kivrecha chata'echa tshmar, your your sin is preserved by the entrance of your grave. Ve'elechet shukasai shalchatos of the sin, hu yetzahar. This is the yetzahar, tamid shekek umisav lach shilcha. It's always longing and it's trying to get you to stumble and trip up. Ve'atatim shalbay. But im tirtza, if you want to, tis gaber olav, you can overcome him. Back to Chumash Pasuk Ches, Vayomer Kain al Hevel Achiv, and Kain said to Hevel his brother, Vayhibias Masada, and they were in the field, Vayakum Kain al Hevel Achiv Argeu, and Kain got up against Hevel his brother and he killed him. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Ches, Vayomer Kain. Now it doesn't say what Kain said to his brother. Nichnas Imay B'divi Rivu Matza, he started a fight with him, Lis Oilal of Lahargoy, that's in order to have an excuse to kill him. Vishbazem Majesha Agada, Achze Yishuvish al Mirko. This is the simple understanding of the Pasuk. So back to Chumash Pasuk Tes, Vayomer Shemel Kain, Nashem said to Kain, Ey Hevel Achicha, where's Hevel your brother? Vayomer, and he said, Lo Yadati, I don't know. Hashem or Achi Anochi, am I my brother's keeper? Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Tes, Ey Hevel Achicha, Likanis Imay B'divi Nachas, Hashem wanted to start out pleasantly with him. Ula Yashiv, perhaps Kain would respond to him, Vayomer, and say, Ani Haraktiv, I killed him, Chatasi Lecha, and I've sinned to you. But what did he respond? Lo Yadati, I don't know. Nasa Kagoyniv Daso Al Yoyno, he tried to make himself as if he was stealing Das of Hashem, meaning he's trying to fool Hashem. Hashem or Achi, am I my brother's keeper? Lashain Temahu, this is an expression of wonderment. Like, do I know where he is? How am I supposed to know? I'm not his babysitter. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud, Vayomer, and Hashem said, Me'asiso, what did you do? Kol Demei Achicha, the sound of your brother's blood, Tzayikim Elayim in Adama, is crying out to me from the earth. Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud tells us, Demei Achicha, your brother's bloods. Why is it that we have plural bloods being spoken about over here? Dame, it's his blood, Vidam Zari Yosef, and the blood of all of his offspring. You've killed him, and now there's no more offspring from him. Davarach, another understanding is, She'asobai Pitzam Harbei, he made many different wounds in him, Shalei Ha'yadea Me'echa Nafshi Yaitza, he didn't know which one was going to be the mortal wound that was going to kill him, so he wounded him in many different places. And back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Aleph, Hashem continued telling Kain, Ve'atoan, now, Ar'ata, you're cursed, Meno Adama Sherpatza Espia, from the ground that opened up its mouth, L'kachas Esdmei Achicha Me'yodecha, to take your brother's bloods from your hand. Kisavres Adama, for when you work the earth, Loi Soisef Teis Kaychalach, it will not continue to give its strength to you. Nav Anad Tia Ba'aretz, you're going to be a wanderer and an exile in the land. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Meno Adama, Yaiser Mashin Eskal Hikvar Ba'avayna, more than the ground is already cursed, it even now is added on to sin. And what was its sin? That it opened up its mouth to absorb the blood of your brother. Now I'm going to add on another curse to you. It's not going to continue to give its strength to you, meaning you're not going to be able to work the ground. You're going to be a constant wanderer. Rashi Pasuk Yud Beis says, you don't have permission to dwell in one place. You're going to be constantly wandering all over the place and you're going to always be in exile. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Gimel. Vayomer Kain al Hashem. Kain said to Hashem, Gadol Avayni Minsoi, is my sin too great to bear? Let's see Rashi quickly over here, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Gadol Avayni Minsoi, Mitpia. This is an expression of wonderment. Ata Toin al Yenim Vitechtainim. You're able to bear the upper realms and the lower realms. Vavayni Yevshe L'chalitain. You're not able to bear my sin. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Dalin. Hin Gerashta Isi Hayoim. Behold, you've chased me away, Me'al Pnei Adama, from the ground. Umiponecha Soser. And can I hide from you? Vehoyisi Novanad Ba'aretz. I'm going to be a wanderer and exile among the land. Anyone that finds me is going to kill me. So Hashem told him, therefore, whoever kills Kain, after 7 generations, he's going to get his revenge, meaning Kain is going to be killed only after 7 generations, and he's not going to be killed now. Hashem made a sign for Kain, so that no one can kill him. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Tezvav. This is one of the Pesukim that is very short, and it kind of hints to something, but it doesn't explain it. How do we read this pasuk? L'chein kol hayre kain. Therefore, whoever kills kain, l'shein ga'ara. This is as if Hashem is roaring, as if Hashem is threatening something. Kai yasaloi, something's going to happen to him. Kach v'kach anshei. This is going to be his punishment. V'loi perish anshei. But it doesn't say what the punishment is. So there's kind of a stop right in the middle of the pasuk. We would read it as v'yomer l'Hashem. Hashem told him, l'chein kol hayre kain. Whoever kills kain, something bad is going to happen to him. ... But it doesn't say what's going to happen to him. And then the pasuk picks up, continuing saying, shivasayim yukam. Any writes, I don't want to punish Kain now, says Hashem. At the end of 7 generations, then I'm going to bear my vengeance against him. The Lemech, who's of his grandchildren, he's going to get up and he's going to kill him. And the end of the pasuk that says, and that is the vengeance of Hevel from Kain. We learn Arahi, that that beginning part of the pasuk is really like a threat from Hashem, Shleitei Birim Yizikasoi, so no one should damage him. Let's go to the next Rashi. Vayasam Hashem l'Kayin Ois. Hashem made a sign for Kayin. Chakok loy Ois Mishmoy Mitzchoy. He took a letter of his own name, of Hashem's name, and engraved it on Kayin's forehead. Davarach, another way of understanding this is Kol Moitzi Yargeni Habehemus Vachayos. Kayin was saying that all the animals and the beasts, they're going to kill me. Avol b'nei adam adayin lohayu shiar mehem. He didn't really have to be afraid of people. Rak avimai, only his father and mother. Omehem lohayar shargei. He wasn't afraid his father and mother are going to kill him. Ella Amar, what was he saying? Ad achshav hayu pachdos yal kol chayos. Up until now, my fear was placed on all of the beasts. K'mosh shakasav, like it says in the pasuk, umarachem mechitchem. Va'achshav, and now, b'shvil avon zeh, because of this sin, layuru menu achaz v'yarguni, the animals are not going to fear me and they're going to kill me. Miyah, that's why right away it says, v'yosem Hashem l'kayin ois, Hashem made a ois for kayin, hechzir mayra ha'akol, that means he replaced his fear on all the animals so the animals couldn't kill him. So back to Chumash Pasuk Yazayin, v'yitze kayin mufnei Hashem, kayin left from in front of Hashem, v'yeshev be'eretz noid, and he lived in the land of the wanderers, kidmas Eden, east of Eden. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yazayin, v'yitze kayin, yotze b'achna, he went out with submission, kigayim das al yoyno, once again, as if he was trying to steal Hashem's das, he was trying to fool Hashem, but he wasn't necessarily serious when he was leaving. Be'eretz noid, be'eretz shekol ha'golim nadim sham, this is the land that all those that went into exile, they go over there. Kidmas Eden, sham gal avuk shigarsh mi gan Eden. That's where his father, Adam, was sent when he was exiled from Gan Eden. Shenemar says, v'yashkein mi kedem l'gan Eden, l'shmeras shmiras derech v'yagon, in order to guard the derech to get back into the gan, shiyesh lo machaya adam sham, we can learn that Adam was over there. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yudzayin, Vayeda Kain is Ishtoi, Kain knew his wife, Vatahar, and she conceived Vatelrus Chanoich, and she gave birth to Chanoich, Vahi Bainair, and he built a city. This is talking about Kain building a city, Vaikras Shem Ha'ir, and he called the name of the city, Kishem Benoich Chanoich, like the name of his son, Chanoich, Vaival Lachanoich as Irod, and Chanoich gave birth to Irod, Vairod Yal as Mechuyal, and he gave birth to Mechuyal, Umechiyal Yal as Meshusayal, and Mesushal Yal as Lamech. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the fifth Aliyah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.